Recording has started, so that means we can record the speaker. We don't record the shares or anybody else afterwards, just the speaker. And as I say, that is Suzanne. I'm very excited to hear her Step 11 talk this evening. So, Suzanne, can we see if we can hear you loud and clear? I'm sure we can.
Here I am.
Excellent. Yeah, I could hear you earlier perfectly, so that's all good. Would you like a sort of an alert, perhaps 25 past?
I think you can just let me know at 25 past, you can just say time to end. What I'll do is I'll watch the clock too, but
okay.
I think I'll be okay. Great.
Well, do you want a 5-minute sort of warning before the end or just the end?
No, just
okay.
The end.
Just the end? Righty-ho.
Yeah,
over to you.
Great, thank you so much. Sometimes I'm kind of startled by the timekeeper, so I lose my train of thought. So
okay.
I'll try it this way. So my name is Suzanne. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, alcoholic, and control and chaos creator. And I'm grateful to be here with you today and tonight. And I'm going to start off just by reading Step 11, Thought Through Prayer and Meditation to Improve Our Conscious Contact with God as We Understood Him, Praying Only for Knowledge of His Will for Us and the Power to Carry That Out. We always want to remember that when we're using the big book and we see the word ask in the big book, that is another way for us to turn that word around and use it as prayer. And meditation is also listening. So what I'd like to do, since I know that there are people who are new to the meeting, who are new to the BBA, as well as people who have worked the BBA and who are going deeper in their Step 11, I'd kind of like to try to balance the two and show you how you can begin to use Step 11 when you first come in, and then how I use Step 11 as someone who's gone through the work. And there is a definite difference for me, or that was my experience in, because I did pray and meditate when I first started the BBA versus after I had gone through all 10 steps before. My meditation was much, much deeper, and I had a very different experience. So the reason why I just want to bring up meditation, if you are in like step zero, if you're just new to the BBA or just starting, is because one of the things that is mentioned, and I'm from the San Diego lineage of BBA, so that's where my information is coming from. And so one of the things that I was taught was to have what's called a quiet time, to really like start off with a quiet time with this process. And for me, the reason why that is so important is because we want to remember in the beginning of the BBA guide, there is a page. It's kind of like an introduction page. And what Dan is telling us is that we don't want to worship the process, that we want to experience the steps. We don't want to get caught up in this academic experience of just answering questions. We really want to begin to go within. And the big book talks a lot about that, that deep down within every one of us is this concept of soul, is this concept of God, is this concept of an unsuspected inner resource. And if you read the spiritual appendix at the end of the book, you'll get more of an understanding of that. So for me, why it's so important to start off with this quiet time is because I want to begin, as I go through this process, to be asking myself questions. And one of the things that we want to be doing too is a number of us are given some questions when we first start. And those questions are, why do I want to do the work now? Or why do I want to do this work? Why now? What does willing to go to any length mean to me? Am I willing to go to any length? Where am I being dishonest with myself and others? What does my life depend? What does my life depends on it mean to me? And am I willing to work my program like my life depends on it? And will I pass this 12-step process on to others? And am I willing to spend the amount of time that someone is graciously spending with me to pay this program forward? And so some of those questions I mixed together in one. But I don't want to just write out answers on those. I really want to turn within and go inside. And so there's lots of different ways you can do that. There's lots of different ways that you can start off doing a quiet time. It can be just closing your eyes. It can be listening to music. It can be taking a bath. But that's something that we want to take from step 11, that thought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understand Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And that's something that we can do when we're brand new. And then we go through the steps and we come to page, let's see, we come to page 86, and or 85, step 11 suggests prayer and meditation. And really what I found is step 11, as it's written in the big book, you can take it apart line by line, and there's a lot to every line. And it starts off that we don't want to be shy on this matter of prayer. So we want to be doing it. And for me, why it's so important to be doing it is there's a lot of crossover for me with control and chaos. If I'm working the steps on control and chaos, what I'm really looking at is the thoughts that are going on within my mind that are really sometimes pushing me into the action of what can be addictive behavior for me. Or what can also happen is that spiritual malady can just creep right in and I don't even know it. And prayer is one way that I can move forward. I'm getting these texts back and I'm getting this funny noise, so sorry about that. I'm really not good with multitasking. So what happens is that I want to be putting some kind of armor. And one way that I can be putting armor is prayer. There's all sorts of prayers that we've already learned going through steps 1 through 10, almost probably everything that we've read, we can put together as a prayer. And so that's one thing that I just want to be reminded of, is that if something's bothering me, when I pause, I'm looking for something to kind of think about, or something, somewhere to go to. And I can turn within, I can say a prayer, I can close my eyes. There's all sorts of like just little tiny things that we can start in on doing. And what I'd like to do is kind of like jump from and to one of the things when Terry and I have worked together on taking people through the BBA is we've done little meditations before we start. So sometimes what we do, like in this meeting, we'll just like be quiet for 1 minute. And so what we do is we end up, doing a guided visualization. So I'm going to do a piece of a guided visualization for you. I don't think we have time to do the whole thing. And what it will do is it'll pick out some of those things in step 11 in the book for you. So I invite you, if you'd like to make yourselves comfortable, and you can close your eyes and just really kind of notice yourself, if your feet are on the ground. Just feel yourself being supported. If you're sitting, if you're lying, you're still being supported. So something is definitely there. Otherwise, we would not have gravity and we would be floating around. So we can, if we like, follow our breath. I like putting a smile on my face and trying to keep that smile on my face. And I can turn within. I can, when I close my eyes, I'm shutting the world out. And when I'm shutting the world out, it's my space and nobody can come in. So pausing can be as easy as that. Closing my eyes and just noticing that nothing is there besides me and my concept of my higher power. And if I do have a lot of noise going on, a lot of thoughts, I can turn within and I can find a place in my body that's not talking. I can find a place that's very quiet, that almost feels numb. It can be the tip of a nail. My hair. The top of my thigh. And I can just focus and look for a place that's very quiet. So I can just let these thoughts come in and out, and I can put my place, or I can put my focus on a place of serenity, on a place of calm, on a place of peace. neutrality. That's what we're learning to do, is we're learning to go through life in a neutral place. And that's some place where we'll always be looking, we'll always be aiming for. The program's not about perfection. It's about growing. And step 11 allows us to learn how to grow and learn how to listen. We'll just stay there for a few moments. And I invite you to open your eyes. And step 11 is also somewhat vague. It also allows us to find and define meditation so that it works for us. My experience was that I was guided, and I have been guided, and I continue to be guided on how to find prayer processes that work for me and how to find meditation processes that work for me. And I can start with just using the words in step 11, I have found a lot of benefit by taking the words apart and using synonyms, looking at antonyms, and just sitting with those. So with that, I'm going to wrap up, and we can move on to our allowance of others who'd like to share on step 11.
Okay, thank you so much, Suzanne. That was great. I'm feeling very zen right now after hearing that. So everyone, you've heard Suzanne there, and she is welcoming shares. So I'm going to press stop on the recording.